Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are, the Suds team. Yay, woo, Team Suds. Woo-hoo.
Go Team Suds.
Go Suds.
No?
Here we are again.
Man. Well, here we are with another Suds segment where we don't see the world through rose-colored glasses. We see it through beer goggles. Remember those?
Explains so much about my life.
Doesn't it, though? And based on what I'm looking at right now, I think mine must be broken.
Oh, snap.
For the record, I am seated across from good old gal.
Julia. She was looking at all of us.
Actually, I was looking to the right, but anyways, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
Good day. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wow, that sounded fake.
What?
My name entirely is Kendall. I'm a model. That's... My favorite part of my body is my broad shoulders.
They are
wow,
very broad.
You haven't played that one in a while.
That's honesty. It's honesty.
I really am excited to be here.
Good old boy Sparky. Hello.
Hey, I finally got here because I followed some shiny objects and we're back. Yeah.
Yes.
We left a trail of breadcrumbs for Sparky.
Shiny.
And some glitter.
Yeah. Ooh, piece of candy.
He likes candy.
Does that make him Hansel or Gretel? And which one of you is the...
We'll find out by the end, my friend.
Let's call him Gransel.
Good old boy Drew. Hi.
Hi.
We've missed you.
It has been some time. You don't have to lie to me.
Oh, whatever, dude. Good old boy Dave, hi.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, good times.
And great oldies.
Feeling the energy today. All
lots of
it.
Lots great. Of energy.
No, I'm super happy these guys are here.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of am, I guess.
Wow. Okay. You know, at Sip Suds and Smokes, we are dedicated to solving the great mysteries of life. And there are many. Today we're going to dive into that age-old question.
Is beer really better?
And for those of you that couldn't understand the ogre that we have hiding in the garage, is bigger better? And if it is, how much better is bigger? Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us what we're doing today?
I'm sorry.
That's very big.
Whereas, very big, that's right, I used the word whereas. Whereas most macro breweries started out making the regular version of their flagship beer, then scaled the recipe back later on to make a light version, craft brewers generally make a beer, often an IPA, then later on make a double or sometimes triple or quadruple or quintuple version of it. I've seen it, folks. It's out there. The truth is out there. We have a few examples today of a pale ale or IPA and the scaled up version of it. We'll taste each pair blind. That's right, blind drunk. And the co-hosts will see if they can determine which is which, and more importantly, which is better.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
No one is ready for this.
Well, they're ready. They're ready. Well, we've designated the pairs of beers, A through D, Okay. And once the good old boys have discussed and rated each pair, I will reveal who they are and what they are.
So, guys, let me just brace you for something. A through C are pretty normal, but D's nuts.
Yeah.
We see. Yeah. See what you did there.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Give yourself.
But this is all beer, though, right? We're not talking beer. We don't have seltzers.
No.
There's no triple seltzer.
Kindle, sweet, innocent Kindle.
Welcome to his house of pain.
You agreed to come here.
Yeah, you showed up. We locked the door, by the way, just so.
I wondered what was going on there. That's a little sketchy, but also not out of the ordinary.
Yes. All right. My plants will protect us. No, I'm
she was digging in the garden earlier.
Just preparing.
I'm going to show you boys the backyard.
Stranger danger.
Just, you
Michael
know,
Jackson, Bill Cosby.
Building some draining drenches.
I just saw Arsenic and Old Lace last week.
Oh, what a great play.
Yeah, talking about
or movie.
Digging up trenches. That was a fun little play.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Harry Grant was amazing in that.
All right. Moving on. Good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us the suds ratings for this great episode?
We'll be discussing and rating these, whatever they are, with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds.
They're all beer, probably.
Oh, man. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud or a bud heavy. Which is it? 2, was that a belch or a verp? 3, what a relief. 4, a body really should not make that sound. 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another, or another, or a triple.
That was well done, Sparky.
Yay, very good. Okay, let's get to the first pair.
I'm excited.
This really looks like a perfect pair. I've just been kind of looking at it.
Yeah.
Color, a lot to process here.
You know, colors a match.
Interesting, while we're...
They do.
On this subject today, I was at a beer share yesterday, and somebody asked me if anybody made a quadruple IPA and, you know, what the difference between a triple and a double or a quadruple would be. And I thought to myself was, you know, probably just an exponential decrease in my enjoyment, perhaps. I don't know.
Just a little less balance the more you go.
Well, very appropriate that we, you know, ask about this. Okay, so nice, classy, golden-y color, you know.
Any initial impressions, Kindle?
Getting a lot of citrus, piney, typical what I would expect from an IPA or even a good pale ale off the front on the aroma.
Plenty of grain off of both, too.
Mm-hmm.
Does one taste bigger than the other?
I would say the second one, personally, but that might just be me. Maybe it's just the extra IBUs.
Yeah, I think 2, it tastes fuller to me.
Okay.
A little more mouthfeel and a little more bitterness.
What about you, Sparkles?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say 2. I wish I had something to kind of rinse my mouth out with between the two.
I'm rinsing with number one.
Huh?
I'm rinsing with 1.
Is that your...
Yeah.
I'm actually using it for aftershave.
Wait, you are talking about 1, the beer, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, sorry.
Foreshadowing.
You're in trouble.
Wow.
Don't make me laugh when I have a mouthful of beer.
Yeah, 2 is definitely the boozier, heavier of these two.
Would you be able to regionalize? You know, would you want to throw a dart at where you would expect this to be from?
Where you think these beers were birthed?
Yeah.
Colorado.
Okay.
I'm saying Upper Midwest.
Okay. Upper Midwest.
A place that makes IPAs.
Ooh, wow, that's pretty accurate.
Wait, like real IPA or pseudo IPA?
Are you in a relationship? Have you been ever employed as an attorney or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like this.
Well, is
would you like to defer on that?
For this time, yes.
Is it safe to say... Wow. Is it safe to say that one of these is dankier than the other?
I mean, the second one I feel is more dank than the first.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it's okay. More of everything. Okay.
But I also think it's like a little bit more alcohol-y too.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the legs on it, I mean, it's definitely producing a lot more booze. Yeah.
Okay, so which of these do you like better?
That's a good question.
I mean, I would go with the first one, quite frankly, because, I don't know, like, to your point, you drink a quad and then you hate your life and you're kind of in a coma on the couch for the next 3 hours. What have I done with my life? I can't fill my molars. What's happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. If I wanted to drink two of these, I would definitely go for number one. But I'm enjoying the bigness and the flavor of number two. And if I just wanted one beer for the evening, I might go with that.
Gotcha.
Okay, Kendall, gotcha. That's happened in your life. Yeah. Never.
I will also say that these, after having the second one, the first one does seem lesser in comparison, just, you know, looking at it in the moment.
Gotcha.
Know?
Gotcha. What about you, Juliana?
Yeah, I'm going to be going with number one. Okay. Number two is great, but I think maybe weather related, I'm getting into something that's a little bit lighter.
Ooh.
And so I'm feeling like I would go for A before I would go for B. Like, to me, B is a little bit more winter, a little bit more fuller.
That's definitely fair.
Yeah, I want to spend some time out in the snow. I'm going to have number two to fortify myself pass out in a snowdrift.
Right.
But
right.
If it's one and I'm wearing plaid shorts.
I think
shorts,
you should be careful if you're going to take a number two in a snowdrift.
Well, I think we've been there. We've all been there.
We've all had to do what we've had to do.
Yeah, I can see the seasonality of these. The second one is definitely one I would like on a cold night.
Yeah.
Which one would you, what would you pair these with, like, food-wise?
First one's more delicate. I would, you know, enjoy it, something that has more delicate flavors. Mm-hmm. I would just say the second one would be something I would have to do bigger, bolder, just for
it
to stand
out. Yeah, I was going
to
say, just I think the second one would soak up some spice a little bit better.
So, I was thinking, it would be something I'd like it just with a big burger, you know, to counteract all that fat.
Yeah.
I've been messing around a lot with a griddle recently, and I would like to get some nice spicy sausages and caramelized onions and throw that in there.
Yeah.
And
something
then,
like sausages, something like
that. And I think both of these would go great with it. I would only have one of number two, but many of number ones. They would all be bad decisions, but they would just, and maybe some spicy mustard to go with those sausages.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, to me, one is kind of all-American, and then B is a little bigger, bolder.
Okay.
Well, we'll be back with our intro in just a second.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
So today's discussion is one of those age-old questions.
Is
Do we have to listen to that the whole episode?
It wasn't supposed to be funny the first time, but
it
still
definitely have to now that you've asked.
Really sorry.
Yeah. So is bigger better? Okay. So before the break, we tasted A, and what we're doing with A is we're doing two versions of A. One may be bigger, one may be smaller, and we're trying to determine which one would be best. In the case of A, it's safe to say that number one we enjoy currently better than number two. Okay. If we were to rate number one, what would we rate it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good solid four. Very good. Okay. And then if we were to rate number two.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to rate it 4 as well because it is really good.
Well, they can both be 4s, but yeah, we can still prefer one over the other.
Yeah, I would have one of the boozy number 2s.
Okay, so just so we recap real quick. So we think that 2 is bigger than is the bigger one, mm-hmm, but we kind of prefer number 1. Okay.
Okay. And they're both good beers, and yeah, depending on where you're at, what the temperature is, yep, I could go with either one of these beers, but there's going to be a lot of factors that are going to make me decide.
Sure, but yet they're both solid. Yeah. I mean, any day of the week, I would drink, you know, depending on season, I would drink these. So the first one, number 1, was made in 2002. That's when it came out. And it's 6.5%.
It's aged really well, though.
It has aged well.
It's just 21 years old, man.
Yeah, it hasn't fallen off at all.
Those hops are amazing. Yeah.
And then the second one was released in 2022, and it's 9% ABV. Drew.
Whip it out.
Yeah, whip it out. Dup, dup, dup.
Oh, Double Dales.
And for those of you that can't see... we're dealing with
shotgun
Dale's Pale Ale Double Dale's. Yes.
Yeah.
So, how cool is that?
Hey, I said Colorado.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Perfect.
I had a right in the suspension. I wasn't going to call it, but at an event recently, I got to taste the Double Dale's for the first time, and I really liked it. I mean, I would not want a beer that big all the time, but it's a good big beer.
Yeah.
And it's weird that it's a like a double pale ale.
And how many double pales do you see? I mean, in the grand scheme of things. You know what I mean?
No, everybody wants to go IPA.
Hang on. Doesn't the can say Imperial IPA?
Does it?
It does say Imperial Double Dales. That's American weird. Okay, Double. Well,
so the other IPA. One is not Dale's Pale. It is Dale's IPA. It's a new brand, too.
Oh, well, then there you go. So we got tricked.
Well, they've expanded the whole Dale's line now.
Oh.
They're voodoo rangering it.
Oh. Okay.
There's multiple Dale's out there.
So Dale's IPA and Double Dale's Imperial IPA. Okay. Well.
But really one of the OGs.
It really is. If you look at the Dale's Pale Ale, probably one of the first really great beers in a can, too.
I think it was the first.
That's exactly right.
Wow, that was so great.
Your history.
It was on Rivers.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay. Cool. Well,
good job, Dale.
Yeah.
Colorado, for the record.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to B.
Okay.
Okay. We have 2 beers from B. And what do we think of B?
They're pretty close.
Yeah.
They are pretty close. I mean, one definitely has more booze, at least on the back of my mouth. And I'm just going to be real. I'm just not a... Okay.
Our first round,
what a balanced and beer that I can see through. These, I'm just not a fan of the style. And
kind
I know
of a
that
hazy
goes.
Boy.
Yeah. I know that goes against everything that America and marketing humanity has ever stood for. But
America, give me your wrists. Mate.
Yeah.
Like, I will smack
okay, it. Okay. All right. We got this. And so I appreciate these beers. I get it. But at the same time, like, I thought the first two were so balanced. You could really get a malt, like, the backbone off of it. You could really feel that. Like, there was a lot of thought and intentionality put into it. These are just kind of like, here's the hops. Go for it, kids.
Yeah, it's all hops.
Yeah.
But to contrast Sparky, I dig the style when it's made pretty well. And I'm kind of enjoying these. I think, too, I'm getting definitely a little more alcohol, a little more body. And the hop aroma is slightly different too. I'm picking up a little more of the, little more what I would call the dankness. I'm still getting some of that fruitiness, but number 2 is all fruitiness. Little citrus, little tropical, very fruit forward. Wait. Not getting any dank.
Are you saying you're getting more booze off of 1 or 2?
I'm getting more booze off of B1.
Oh, same here. Okay, cool. Yeah, we're on the same.
What about you, Drew?
I'm going to agree with Kendall and Sparky in the assessments of the booze levels. I'm going to agree with Kendall on the enjoyment of the beer style and point out that ultimately it is, you know, again, very subjective as we're evaluating. I think I would have rather had these before the other ones. personally, I find the hops to be a little more delicate and the flavors to be a little more delicate. You know, the boozy, malty backbone that Sparky loves, which I also love, almost obliterates some of the more delicate citrus notes. I don't know.
No, I get that.
I could see drinking several number twos and be okay, but I don't think I could make it through a lot of number ones.
And this one is a lot of it's situational for me. So am I going to want a big old school caramelly bitter IPA, or am I going to want something that's lighter, you know, the hazier, the fruitier? So it's really going to depend. But in this one, I'm always going to go with B2, the lighter one. Mm-hmm. I do not like big ABV hazies. Once you get over 7%, they start getting really sweet, almost cloying. Yeah,
almost like they have to use a boatload of lactose.
Yeah, and when you get into double and triple hazies, I just don't do it. But if you keep it below 7 from 5 to 7, they're perfect.
Yeah, fair.
That's a really great point. Yeah, I think I can handle that, but I think the boozier they get, it just... I've gotten headaches many times.
Well, they start to wear on your palate, and it just becomes a chore.
I drink a whole can of a 9% double, you know, double, even maybe call it a triple hazy, and I'm full. I don't want anything else.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, too, is they're very filling.
So much sugar, I don't know. Yeah. You know,
it's weird because I always can kind of feel it in the back of my head, and I always, like, I get more prone to headaches than that, but the lower ABV, like, I can enjoy the floral citrusy, just the hops just really kind of come through.
Shake my hips just a little bit more.
Oh my God.
What do you think, Juliana?
Well, yeah, this one is like night and day to me, and I like one as well. I have a feeling that one is the
B1 or B2.
Hold on. Yeah.
Or sorry, the B2 is the
one you prefer?
Yeah, versus B1.
Okay.
B1 is a little bit more...
Just more?
It's dry. It's kind of like, it kind of wicks it all away, and then you really appreciate the flavor of the hops.
Yeah, and maybe I'm coming around to the fact that I want to taste my hops, but not be like...
Abused,
overly,
physically abused by them?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I almost feel like with B1, it's just an assault on the senses, and I can't, if there's more than one hop, I can't tell. And it's just too much, you know, it's excessive, and I don't want that.
Okay, so which one do we think is the regular version, and which one is the bigger version?
Two is the regular, in my opinion, and one is the beast mode.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
B2.
B2, for sure.
The regular version.
I'll drink two.
Yeah.
Cool. 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And at this point, I've got a pretty good idea
what
we're drinking.
Sure. So...
I keep my mouth shut.
B1 is 8.2% ABV.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
And B2 is.
And then B2
is always in my sister-in-law's refrigerator every time. Every time I go to her house, she's got that.
That's a good sweet spot.
That's a great ABV. Like 6% for an IPA.
Yeah.
6%. It's not too boozy. It's bigger than like a session beer. So it can handle all the extra hop flavor or whatever, right? But it's not
for a hazy.
Just driving you.
See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
6%, I think, is a sweet spot for hazies. 7 is where I want my clear IPA.
Gotcha.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, I think Two Hearted is right around 7-ish, 7.2. Yeah. And it's to me, that's the sweet spot.
Because it's got the malt bill to kind of back that up a little bit.
I wish we could get fresh Two Hearted here. Like, it's all over the board. Sometimes you find it fresh here, sometimes you don't. But God, when that stuff is fresh and...
Drew enjoys so good. Two Hearted that was sitting in my closet at room temperature for like a year and a half. So.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
There was
and he poured in a storm.
Two Hearted is a delicious beer.
Yeah. It really is.
If it's that well made, it's that well made. All right, so how would we rate B1?
No. Three.
Three. Okay.
Yeah, three. Oh. We're going to rate it a 3.
I'm confused. Yeah, I'm going.
B1, we're going with the 3.
Backwards. Now, B2 is okay. Is a 4. All right.
But with the 5 outlier. Right, okay.
So you're confusing me now because we don't know if 1 or 2 is white or white.
Exactly.
So B2 is the original.
There it is.
And B1 is the double version of this. What we're talking about, folks, is a local brewery, Bearded Iris, and it is home style and double home style. So the one that we enjoyed is the original home style, and the one that was a little bit more is the double home style. And then we couldn't find it, but there is a triple home style available as well, which from time to time.
Which about half as good as the double.
Which I bet is just outrageous.
It's, yeah.
It's like malt liquor, dude.
I've never really enjoyed the double, but I like home style. And I got to say, this home style is drinking as good as it's ever been.
Yeah. It really is,
man. I think they've really nailed this and they're really getting consistent. It's, they've been making it for years, but this is really
good. Well, even
nicely.
As they've been scaling it up, too, they're still like hitting it all the time. And with it's got Drew's favorite hop in it.
And what, Pep Talk is another one of theirs, like for their Pilsner and stuff. Yeah. Like I feel like every time I go to my sister-in-law's, she's always got this fresh in her, and she's always like, and I never can say no. She's like, do you want one? Yes.
Can we all go to your sister-in-law's house?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, she lives in my neighborhood now.
Oh, nice.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Field trip.
But I mean, but nice to know that. I remember in the beginning when Homestyle first came out, you know, and it was the queen of the ball. Like
a revelation.
Right. Everyone wanted
more of whatever beers available.
Back in the day when it had stickers on the can.
I'll take even more of the double. I don't care.
Look at that. Look at that nice printed can.
Yeah.
Our boys are all grown up.
They are.
I don't want, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I think now is story time.
Oh, story time with Uncle Sparky. Yay.
Here we go.
All right, guys. France's Guardian of Champagne destroyed 2,300 cans of Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. The guardians of France's prized champagne industry ordered that some 2,352 cans of Miller High Life beer be destroyed by Belgium Customs for infringement over its slogan of choice, the champagne of beers. At the request of French trade organization tasked with protecting its national products and growers, the Comité Champagne, the American beers, were drained after sitting in a Belgium customs warehouse for 2 months, which meant they were just about right to drink.
Nothing Miller better High than Life. Good old aged
toilet.
I know, it's true. Miller High Life, which is owned by Molson Coors Beverage Company, is not currently exported to the European Union, and the order for more than 2,300 cans of the American beer was intercepted in Antwerp, Belgium, in February on its way to Deutschland. In this image provided by Comité Champagne, cans of Miller High Life beer sit in a container after being crushed in the Westlandia plant in Jerpsbeldum Monday, April 17th. Oh, God, that's my brother's birthday, 2023. Belgian customs have destroyed more than 2,000 cans of Miller High Life advertised by the Champagne beers at the request of houses and growers at the bubbly beverage Comité Champagne via AP. Comité Champagne via AP. Wow. That's a lot of.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
They're not messing around, guys.
So when I hear the word Guardians, I always think of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of the Galaxy.
But then you say Guardians of Champagne, and I'm like,
That's Karen on a weekend when there's some orange juice in the way of her, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna.
That's Cava. Let's be honest.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, we wouldn't waste that on her. Well played. Yeah. It's unclear who ordered the beer shipment, though France deemed the company's characterization of champagne as an affront to its prized sparkling wine. The buyer in Germany was apparently informed and did not contest the decision to destroy the beers. Boy, this is the worst version of Smokey and the Bandit ever.
Eastbound down.
You guys are right. Just destroy the entire semi worth of Coors Banquet. Anyway, according to the Milwaukee-based beer company, the Miller Brewing Company, which was founded in the 1850s by German immigrant Friedrich Miller, began to use the slogan, the Champagne of Beers, in 1906 after the Miller High Life became the company's flagship beer following its launch in 1903. The slogan was then changed to the Champagne of Beers as opposed to Champagne of Bottled Beers in 1969. With its elegant, clear glass bottle and crisp taste, the Miller High Life has proudly worn the nickname the Champagne of Beers for over 120 years, the Molson Coors Beverage Company said in a statement. Though it said it respects local restrictions surrounding the classification of Champagne. In this image provided by Comité Champagne, a worker pours out the contents of cans of Miller High Life beer prior to them being crushed at the Westlandia plant in Jupsbilden. Monday, April 17, 2023. Belgian customs have destroyed more than 2,000 cans of Miller.